Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Luke chapter 2, verses 5 to 7. Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. In a few brief verses, Luke summarizes the birth of Jesus. Brief as they are, Luke offers us more details than any of the other gospel writers. That means that we need to treasure every detail that he gives us, and they're all amazing. After placing the birth of Jesus within Roman and Jewish history, we're given some very specific details about the birth. With the town crammed full for the census, there was, not surprisingly, nowhere for the family to stay. And after his birth, Jesus was placed in a manger, a cattle feeding trough. The manger has been dolled up over the years, and on many Christmas cards it looks like an idyllic place to be put straight after birth. But it wasn't. It was just the only place that was available. It would have been smelly and unhygienic, and the last place that anyone would have wanted to put a newborn. The idea of God coming to this earth in human form is amazing enough. But for him to have made his entrance in the least suitable place at a time of profound political upheaval tells us much more about the nature of God. He could, of course, have come to a palace and had attendants waiting on him. He could have ensured that doctors were on hand and that servants would have ensured that every surface had been meticulously cleaned. As God, he could have done all that and more. But he chose to come to this tangled, confused, distracted world just as it was. He comes in the same way to you and me today. He doesn't wait for everything to become ideal. He meets with us where we are and gladly enters into our lives. I wish you a very happy Christmas. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you showed the full extent of your love when you sent Jesus into the world. We gladly praise your name. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.